Edgewood, Ms. Bastini, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, I don't think anyone in the... let the record also reflect that at this current time, there is no citizenry here to have comments to present items from the floor. So that being stated, we can get on with the agenda. Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion for authorization to pay bills, please?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $54,989.91, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $5,387.77, for a total of $60,377.68.
Second.
Questions or comments?
No unusual bills. Everything is pretty routine. Anything else, Ms. Bastini? No.
Ms. Bastini, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Any committee action to be brought forward at this time? All right. Volunteer Fire Department, Mr. Reynolds is not here. Recreation Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Madam President, thank you everyone for making Community Day 2016 another success. I think we had a nice day despite the heat. Our youth soccer practices have begun and we have 151 kiddos signed up to play this year. We have practices once a week and then games on Saturday through September and October. So we're happy with the number of kids and very thankful that we had enough volunteers to coach this year. That's all I have for recreation.
I want to thank you and the staff on behalf of council for all of the hard work that went into the management of Community Day, getting everything ready and organized, and also for the execution of Community Day. I know that you were there from start to finish, and as were a number of our staff, and it really is very much appreciated. Lot of positive, I don't think I had any negatives other than the heat, but thank you so much, really, I think effortless for all of us, which is sort of a blessing, so.
Well, thank you, we're happy to do it.
Water Authority Report, Mr. Fuller?
Thank you. Water Authority is a had a rough summer. 71 in July, 21 in the first week of August, and it continues to have a lot of breaks. I'm not really sure why. They are planning to try and take payments over the phone, much like the Cam Link and Verizon does, by the end of the year. Probably it would cost about $2.53. Contract negotiations are still going on. And then tonight and tonight, so we hope to have a breakthrough in the next month. That's about it.
Any questions for Mr. Fuller? Planning Commission, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The Planning Commission did not meet. I do have a question for Mr. Fuller.
So,
and maybe manager. There seems to be some markings going on sidewalks and streets. Are they planning on any water line replacements or in this neighborhood? Do you know?
Are you talking about McKelvey?
Yeah.
Yes. McKelvey, they were almost going to try and do this year, but they were going to try and have their own people do it. And with the summer, they had do not do that anymore. They're doing Marlow and Garland now. They're splitting the cost of
curb to curb.
And actually, that's a funny story, too, because the paving cost is about $20,000. And if you find another 225 square yards to pave, it goes down to $20,000.
Which I believe we did decide to add on. I think the borough would be happy to discuss that same option next year, depending on where the line is on McKelvey, if they're in the middle of the street.
Okay.
We'd be happy to try to work something out.
Oh, sorry.
Council of Government. I signed up for sign language at the end of the month, so I'm practicing now. Solicitor report, Mr. Berry.
Madam President, I sent today to Julie a memo regarding Parcel B, which I believe you already forwarded to the Council of Mayor, and I suggest that you read that. It's fairly interesting to me, and that is not important. So,
hold an executive session at the next council meeting, but we don't need one tonight.
I don't think we need one tonight. I think we need to speak to the member. Hopefully, we'll have a more definitive position or know where we are. We'll talk about it the next meeting. Will be, the 21st?
19.
Would anyone like a hard copy of that memo?
Thank you very much, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Julie.
Borough Manager report, Ms. Boschianini?
Thank you, Madam President. I'm sure you all noticed on your way in today that construction is underway on the salt storage facility. We're anticipating a completion date of October 1st, which is perfect timing to move in the salt and prepare for the winter season. Mifflin Avenue, we need to talk a little bit about Mifflin. The dead end side of Mifflin has been problematic for some time. The hillside is eroding, we've known this. It seems to be eroding a little more quickly than we anticipated. So it's becoming an issue for the integrity of the road and a concern for all of the utility lines that are underneath the street. I've asked our engineers to look into this, and they are putting together a request for information, which they're going to send to geotechnical engineering firms, who will provide us with some baseline information about the erosion. And then we're also asking for a quote to do a survey and core drillings, and then recommendations for how to stabilize the road. So I'm hoping to get that information together from the firms by the end of the month, so that way we have more information as we go into budget season. We can take an accurate look at what the cost for even finding out some information might be, and then what a cost to do a repair might be. But it is something that we cannot put off. In your packet, you all...
What is Lyon Smith doing with the geotechnical
They're asking for an RFI, a request for information, and we're asking the firms to give us a quote on doing some core drillings, and we're trying to figure out why it's eroding so we can figure out how to fix it.
Okay, so essentially you're asking for proposals.
Yes. It's just not as formal as a full proposal.
Got it.
In your packet, you all received the 2017 minimum municipal obligation. This will be $159,480 next year. That's for police and non-uniform. It's up about $15,000 from 2016, but as we've discussed, the formula kind of self-corrects itself. When we pay our employees more, we have to put more into the pension. State aid will also go towards that to offset the cost, but that's the number that we'll be budgeting. I am continuing to attend meetings held by the Nine Mile Run Watershed Association about the MS4 program. Nine Mile Run is still interested in a joint MS4 permit for the watershed. I remain opposed to the idea, but believe that there are areas that we could be working with the Watershed Association on, and I'm hoping to further those discussions in the meeting. They've also invited the Allegheny County Conservation District to attend those meetings as well. Who also seem supportive of a joint permit, and I will keep you updated as those discussions continue. We had a kickoff meeting with Swissvale Borough and CEC, who is the traffic engineer that was hired for the South Braddock Avenue pedestrian improvement project. We walked South Braddock Avenue with the contractor and went over the scope of work. They will be doing a survey and coming up with a design sketch, and I will get that to you when we have that in. Moving forward and hoping to get that on the 2017 construction schedule. And that's all I have.
Yes, you can. Any new business to be brought before council at this time? I want to remind council that we did have a pencil in discussion for a committee of the whole meeting for February, that would be nice, for September 26th to review pension and also touch base on the dog park discussions that I know Ms. Bastianini's been having with the Friends of Dixon Park people, and we can catch up with Dr. Petrola regarding the tree people. So. 6:30 on Monday, the 26th of September. Yes?
We do have a public safety meeting tomorrow at 6:30.
Public safety meeting at 6:30. Anything else? We will not be, we don't need an executive session for any.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, it's definitely the record.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much and have a blessed rest.